So do you think the Cowboys will kick your ass in, at some point this year?
I don't know. That's why we play the game. We'll see.
Were you surprised by their owner's comment?
Not at all.
Did you care?
Not at all.
You waiting for your owner to snap back at him?
Not at all.
Why not?
Because, you know, talk is cheap, play the game.
Sounds like a t-shirt.
I got a few of them. What size you wear?
Justin, I know you dealt with this last year as well, but your reaction to Terrell and Thomas' injury and the situation right now?
You know, you just feel for the guy. Forget football. You know, I know he's... I mean, I've never seen anybody come in every day work as hard as he worked to get back. And you know, everyone knows the talent that he is. But, you know, it's just so unfortunate that something like this had to happen. And, you know, when I saw him, I really didn't have any words to tell him. I mean, but, you know, obviously he knows that we're all praying for him, all wishing him the best. And, you know, it's just one of those most – one of them, unfortunate things that you ever want to be, you know, ever want to happen to a guy, man. You never want anything like that to happen, and especially to a guy like Terrell. So we just, you know, keep him in our prayers.
Last year, Terrell Thomas was out, and you guys still won a Super Bowl. So J'Ron Holdsley and stuff, you hoping people come through?
Well, it's going to be a lot of guys need to step up. You know, obviously, the first guy's Prince. But we got a lot of talent in our secondary. We feel very confident in the abilities that they have. But like I said, you know, the reason why we was able to combat some of the injuries we had last year was because people stepped up and filled that void. So
we're going to need
exactly. So we're going to need that again this year.
Just there's a lot of talk about you guys not being complacent. How do you make sure everyone, you know, follows that role there?
Well, I can't make sure of that, but. I think we got the right group of guys, a great mixture of young, hungry guys who've never did anything in the league yet, and guys who won two Super Bowls that, you know, still feel a void on their fingers. So it's just a mentality around here. Everything we do, we try to set ourselves up to win in football games. And complacency really has no place here, because none of us feel like we've accomplished anything close to what we were capable of accomplishing.
Jason Pierre-Paul said he thought he attacked about 50% of his potential. Uh-huh. Do you buy that? Do you think he can be still?
I hope that's accurate, because he's only at 50% now. Then, man, he's gonna really set the league on fire when he gets to at least set, you know, 75, 100. But you know, I don't know if there's any way of judging it. You know, obviously he knows himself. He knows the capabilities he has in him, and we feel as though he's getting better every day. So we're looking for another big year out of him, and he's going to be a big reason why we have success on defense.
How do you gauge that he's better than he was? I mean, obviously the production's there, but I mean, do you see different moves that he didn't have before, or different things?
Just his understanding of the game, understanding of you know, why he should do this move against this guy, or why our defense is set up to this, things like that, formations. Always constantly improving in the classroom, learning more about you know, why our defense is set up the way it is, and how he plays a part of that. So you know, as he continues to get that understanding, you know, obviously the natural ability is there, but you know, he's going to take away a lot of the false steps, a lot of the things that, you know, kept him from having 20 plus sacks last year. And you know, considering the year that he had last year, to say that he's getting better is scary.
Justin, with the chance that replacement referees, Scabs, will open the season, what's your feeling about that, and just safety issues and basically the how the game will be called?
Maybe we'll get some holding calls. Wishful thinking. All right, guys.